Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
Thanks.
Christian
I just want to start by saying R.I.P. Alan Rickman. He, all right. So obviously, it's a big week for R.I.P.s, and the possibly the biggest overshadowing all of them would be this one. From Alan Rickman's second album.
Now Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. They played it left hand.
As you can imagine, it was tough to pick a song. You know, I mean, he's written a couple in his day.
He has an oeuvre.
Yeah, this Bowie kid. And one of the reasons I picked this one is obviously it's Ziggy, so it's huge. But it's also, this is the Four Dudes. This is his band. Yeah. You know, and he just becomes Bowie at a later point. You forget that he had a rocking foursome, you know, that brought the noise. So let's start with Mick Woodmansey, one of the best drummer names ever on the old Skins. Mick. Heavy usage of the single cymbal on this one. Mm. He got paid by the single hit. There it is again. And again. Big floppy bass drum.
It's much more spare than I would have imagined.
He's just giving it the four on the floor and the...
Mm. He lets the guitar kind of wicky, wicky, wick. You have the lead. That's fun.
You don't got to play a lot. You just got to play it right.
Mm. I'm going to quote you on that.
Please do. But that one cymbal, man, just nobody in the studio was like, hey, Mick, try the other one. You know? I love this snare sound, though. They don't make snares like this anymore. Dry little popcorn pops. He's about to do his magic. He's going to earn. Here we go.
Popcorn. Dry little popcorn.
Right? He's earning his paycheck on this bit. Mm-mm-mm-mm. All right, so Trevor Boulder, the bass player for this, and this is a beautiful bass line. Let's put the engine room together and allow Trev and Mick to give us some magic. And so here's... Now you know why that cymbal hit's so important.
You're right.
Together, you also hear how important these spaces are that these gentlemen are leaving. Because Runson needed it.
Yeah.
Needed all the space you could give him. He had big shoes on.
Mick Ronson, one of the
greatest.
Truly underrated guitarists.
Of all time.
Here we go, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Mick Ronson, not for what he played necessarily, for the notes, but for the tone.
Oh, yeah.
He was a master guitar tone.
And some incredible trousers. All right, so let's move on to the acoustic guitar played by a young chap by the name of David Bowie.
Oh. Hmm.
How many instruments did he play?
A boatload. He was one of the, he was truly a prolific little writer by all accounts. I think he was good on the old keys. Hmm. Might have played a horn or two back in his day, if you know what I'm saying. Sorry about that. Too soon? Talk to Jack.
No.
He played the Jagger well by all accounts.
So explain to me why in a song like this, a rock, classic mm-hmm. rock, mm-hmm. iconic song that's guitar-driven, electric yep. guitar-driven,
right?
Why you have a acoustic guitar so prominent in the mix.
Because it becomes more of a rhythmic instrument at that point. It's a rhythm in key sort of thing. So you get to, you'll hear the shuka shuka drives everything, especially when you got somebody like Mick Ronson on guitar, who's
it's more jangly and it rounds out the sound, makes it wider.
Sort of chap. And he's a riff monster. In fact, let's move on to that, shall we? Because I really want to make sure that everybody hears what I prepared here. So this is Mick Ronson, who dies in 1993 at the age of 46. He is there's one, my favorite photograph of Bowie and Ronson. It's a Marshall shot, and it's from stage left, and they're both in the most spectacular trousers, shoe and shirt combos you've ever seen.
Platform shoes.
Platforms for platforms
bell
on
bottoms.
Platforms. But they're both doing that thing that Bowie did better than anybody. We had like one leg behind him, and he was mm-hmm. sort of bent at the knee, but leaning back in like full rock pose. And they're both doing it like fully at the same time, with no conscious understanding that the other one is doing it. Because these two were really one of the greatest guitar and like singer combinations ever. And I from all of the research that I've done, it never got to the point where they didn't like each other. Hmm. Like these two were genuinely, you know, like Mick was the guitar player that Bowie needed. So listen to this. This work is incredible. Mick Ronson, man.
Les Paul through a Marshall?
Probably.
Almost Brian May like that.
Mm-hmm. Feedback is... I mean, talk about spare. And it's all leads, you'll notice.
Yeah.
It's not rhythming. Beautiful. Here we go.
Yeah. Jack White, you're welcome.
Yeah. Everybody, you're welcome. You know? More than a passing Zeppelin reference. No, that chord is insane. All right, so this is my favorite. I was so stoked on this. You'd like to imagine that, you know, this is early in their career, right? So this is two dudes who are so stoked to be writing in the studio together, and they're so stoked that they've written this thing. You can hear in the presentation of this song that they know that they've nailed it. So just listen to David and Mick playing guitar together. It's one guitar track.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Thank you.
It is. It's like four overdubs, but it comes together as one thing, doesn't it?
Like to have played that acoustic part and then watch your buddy just rule over the top of it.
Yeah.
What a moment. It's the biggest acoustic guitar ever played right here. All right, let's man. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Take a sip.
He's joking, but he's actually,
I got choked up over here.
I honestly don't know many people who love music, really love music, more than this guy sitting right here.
That's amazing. Thank you. All right, so let's... This is R.I.P. David Bowie.
Oh! Now Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. We came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to break our bones? Just the beer liked to guide us, so we bitched about his fans and should we crush his sweet hands? Oh! Ziggy played for time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Naz with God-given ass.
Best line of the song.
He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up into his mind. Like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed the man, I had to break up the band. Oh, oh yeah. Ooh. Ziggy played guitar.
I mean, it's just, that's an individual person, you know, and everyone was so bummed on Facebook and everywhere, and I was like, you can't be. This is, like, such a unique life, you know, and he got everything out of it that he needed. It was beautiful, and if you haven't heard his last record that he made while he's dying, and the video that he made for Black Star... is an incredible testament to an artist. And we should all be lucky enough to go all the way through it and come out the other end, still kicking and screaming against the darkness. So, thanks, David Bowie. It's an incredible life.